You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
And Shaw, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Welcome to a conversation with Dawn Karima. My name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and I am delighted to welcome you today. I love a celebration. You know that by now. And in our family, we celebrate our birthdays all month long and again on our half birthday. And so today we're having a surprise birthday party for our beloved Dwayne Brayboy. Dwayne Brayboy is such an important part of our lives, this show, our community. And we are celebrating that regardless of the day, we're so glad that he was there. Many of you have enjoyed his wise and insightful conversations here on this show, or you know him in life. And we are so grateful and so thankful for him. I want to share with you Dwayne Brayboy's moment as today's honoree. Today's honoree award recognizes a great person who is doing amazing things for her each day. And Dwayne Brayboy has been honored by today's honoree. Tuscarora teacher Dwayne Brayboy is today's honoree. Dwayne Brayboy is a Tuscarora teacher, language leader, and spiritual inspiration. A member of the Tuscarora Nation of North Carolina, Brayboy tirelessly teaches his tribal language to his people. A central figure in reclaiming his native nation's mother tongue and indigenous life ways, Brayboy now helps tribal members to learn how to speak their Tuscarora language. Recently, Brayboy joined Whisper and Thunder magazine as a contributing writer. He's also featured in a new episode of Amplify, a Canadian television program. Prayer, ceremony, dance, and medicine represent powerful parts of this leader's life. Dwayne Brayboy walks wisely on Mother Earth. He embodies the Tuscarora teaching of keeping a good mind. Cultural expert and Native educator Dwayne Brayboy is a fantastic role model, family man, and facilitator of cultural survival. Tuscarora teacher Dwayne Brayboy is today's honoree. And his birthday is today. So this show is a surprise birthday party for Dwayne Brayboy. We are so thankful for you, so thankful for you, and we are going to help you celebrate your New Year. Literally, Happy New Year to you. Your prayers, your conversations, your goodness, your giving, generosity, your kindness, your dedication, your culture and tradition. Oh, our lives are so much better because you were born. So happy birthday. All month long. And as a special tribute, we will be dedicating our upcoming fall season of this show to Dwayne Brayboy in his honor, because he has certainly been a great friend. friend, an advocate of this show, and of course, beloved part of our family. I tried to think of a really great birthday gift and something that would have a legacy long after the celebration of the day. And so I have written a birthday gift poem for Twain Grayboy that will appear in the upcoming issue of Whisper and Thunder magazine. And I feel as if it is just absolutely, and completely correct. Keeping a good mind is something that Wayne Grayboy has thought about on this show and teaches everyone who knows. And as we try to focus on the things that are good and the things that are right and uplifting and worthy of our attention, even during Dwayne is always a shining light for that. One night I went to bed and I had a dream that two of my favorite people met. And the poem came fully formed. Make sure I got it all down there in the darkness. And this poem, my birthday gift poem, to Dwayne Grayboy, that will appear in the upcoming issue of is called Thanksgiving Address. Thanksgiving Address, a birthday gift poem by Dawn Perlman. I met the Christ on the road to Emmaus, or the powwow trail, whichever you call it. He acted as if he would walk right past. When I caught up, he laughed. Good old native humor. I met him again. His feet flew faster than everyone's, which is saying something when you consider his youth. When I asked, he answered, walking on water. I saw him in front of the food pantry, multiplying two-piece fish dinners, the good kind, in brown paper and twine. When I asked if he still heals, he replied, come and dine. I spotted him down home on the shores of the river, roasting fresh fish and toasting thick bread. When I told him, I'm vegan, I remember, he said. He pressed corn and beans together into dumplings instead. I sighted him another day over by the jail, praying for the protesters and posting activist bail. When I inquired why, he looked right into me, said, I meant what I said about setting folks. I found him surrounded by the seventh generation, cradle boards, tiny pots, the smallest moccasins, laughing that babbling brook kind of laughter. When I joined in, he smiled too. You know, son, I'm tribal, just like you. That's Thanksgiving Address, birthday gift poem for Dwayne Grayboy. In honor of his birthday this year, it will appear in the first. I wrote a piece called The Decolonization of Dictionary for Whisper and Thunder magazine in 2020. For Dwayne Grayboy, with gratitude for your successful courage. Looks like nouns and verbs, sounds like participles, and the weapon of Garen's wielded against the horror of darkness, aimed amidst the murder of Crow, who know we have our own saints, our own holy water, our own way of talking that melts on our tongues. Under the sun, we are saved. I have a great honor to have a piece in my new book called Mother of Nations that is dedicated to Dwayne Grayboy and written and inspired by conversations we've had about our families and about the wonderful people in our tribes and nations and all that they have sown into us that we harvest now. This poem, Winter Count, is from Mother of Nations, my new book from Uttered Chaos Press. You can get that from Amazon or get that from utteredchaos.org. Winter Count for Dwayne Brayboy. Of course. Everybody called my uncles the Sons of Thunder. They cut a wide swath through the South. Fists flying, panties dropping, shot calling, and money bawling. And then I arrived. We thought, what if she grows up to marry a skin just like us? Uncle O told me. Then we'd have to kill that joker in due time. So, they changed. How much? If somebody messes with you, Uncle Sugar grins, we won't kill him. We'll just make him wish we had. No matter how much meat you feed it, a wolf will always run from your table back to the woods, my granddaddy used to say. Wild boys ain't much different. Choose wisely. Lummy. I voted, my other granddaddy used to say. I've been voting since I've been a man. Wrote in Osceola, Billy Jack, Crazy Horse, and Quanah Parker. He said that every time he voted, but we already knew that he voted Democrat every time. Espechante. What's that? I asked my granddaddy. It's a treaty, he answered as he picked me up and set me on his knee. Treaties are promises, and it's a very bad thing to be a breaker of promises. They break a treaty. They don't just answer to a courthouse. They have to answer to a doda and our ancestors. Then he read me the Treaty of New Echota out loud. Every word. I was 4 years old. Miko. Ain't just weapons that win a war, my granddaddy, a World War II vet, told me. Everybody thinks you win a war with your weapons or with your strategy. They think that's where you win a war, but it ain't. Where you win a war is your friends, the folks who fight alongside you. You can't win a war by yourself. Allies matter. Ayo. We don't talk about this later, my granddaddy used to say, when any of us got into trouble. But we gonna fix it first. Mercy triumph over judgment. Naha. 12 times Crimson Harjo has kept me alive. Sometimes I think I can feel you, even when you're far off, he says. The doctor said after 90 days, all of your blood was your own. But I sometimes think that during those 90 days, my heart was helping yours to beat. He's calmly driving. I'm stunned to hear him say so many words at once. My granddaddy used to say, there's all kinds of ways to tell somebody you love them. Never knew a native who needed to use words. Tuscanini. Unity is our strength, my granddaddy used to say. No such thing as a black Indian, a South American Indian, or a white Indian. You're either Indian or you're not. And if you are Indian, N-D-N, there's work to be done. Get to getting. Tupka. Watch the whirlwinds, but wed a warrior, my granddaddy told me at the first powwow we went to after my coming of age ceremony. I think of that every time I watch men's traditional. I think that's why I so love that category. My granddaddy used to say, don't ever tell your enemy that his arrow did its work. Don't holler. Don't show pain. Keep fighting. Win and walk off. Make your enemy worry that his arrow might have missed. He'll think twice before shooting at you again. If a pretty girl decides to fall in love with a knife, she best be sure not to cut herself when she kisses the blade, my granddaddy used to say. He was talking about the kind of men that some folks call bad boys. Stand around being Indian and long enough, and you'll find yourself in the middle of a family reunion, my granddaddy told me in the Amtrak train station one time. wasn't 10 minutes before a slice of pound cake and sweet tea proved he was right. This whole family's too damn good looking for our own good, my granddaddy used to say. And that's a good thing, because if yins are going to stay in this family, you best be pretty or you best be useful. Edo. You know what my Uncle Clarence did? Back when he fell in love with my granddaddy's sister, it was illegal for a southern white person to marry a native person. So he gave up white privilege, lived under Jim Crow, even worked for civil rights. He stomped, danced, and stayed happily wed to Aunt Pauline for 60 years. Native elders at the BIA are talking what a good man he was. They're talking about what a good native man he was. I start to correct them, but then I realize they're right. Okay. Crimson Harjo is a Creek, but on account of his mama and my grandmama being best friends, and Uncle Sugar and him being best friends, when Crimson's mama married a new man and moved out west, he just stayed here with us. He and Sugar got to stay home from first grade on the day I was born. Looky here, Crim, Uncle Sugar told Crimson. A little baby Creek. Ain't you pretty? According to Granddaddy, Crimson Harjo leaned over and told me something in my ear. It's the only thing other than happy birthday, Merry Christmas, or is Sugar here? That anybody knows for sure he's ever said to me. The happiest day of my life was the day he told me what it was. Grandpa Bryce is my granddaddy's baby brother. He walks the white path, married to a non-native. My granddaddy was a hardcore traditional. I'm surprised when Grandpa Bryce asked me to sing Cherokee hymns. I want to hear what my mama sounded like again, baby girl. I'm forgetting. Hello. You always got to have that one unsaved friend, my granddaddy used to say. Church folks got to repent or whatever they do, so you got to keep the traditionals, the warriors, the wild ones around you. They know, they ain't scared, and they ain't got to ask permission or ask forgiveness. Gotcha. Granddaddy explained things when I was tiny. Making a picture of me, you need the black crayon for my hair and one red one for my skin, he said as he drew himself. To make a picture of you, you need all the colors. You need all the crayons. I giggled. Granddaddy hugged me. Oh, shy, honey girl. The prettiest things in life need all the crayons to color. Nere. My granddaddy used to say, never fight a man until you know how far he's willing to go. And if you ain't willing to go that far or farther, fight him another day. Achota. You know, my granddaddy never would say goodbye to me. He always said, love you forever, and all the days after. He meant every word. When I say it, I mean every word, too. That piece is called Winter Count, and it's for Dwayne Brayboy. And it's from my new book, Mother of Nations, from Uttered Chaos Press. You can find that and buy it at Amazon.com, or you can buy it at UtteredChaos.org. And it is a piece that I wrote for Dwayne and dedicated to him. And I'm so thankful that Dwayne and his beautiful, wonderful, wonderful ways of being in this world are part of our life and family. I am so excited because I know that we have truly surprised Wayne Brayboy with this surprise birthday party. And I thank each of you for helping us to surprise him, to be the wonderful friends and loved ones to say to him happy birthday, many happy returns, and we are so very thankful, truly, truly thankful, truly grateful. I'd like to read another poem from my book, Mother of Nations, that really just sums up what the men, the warriors, the leaders mean to us in our wonderful communities and our families and our tribes and our nations. And I'm so thankful that Dwayne Brayboy is someone who every day walks out in every area of his life, his native culture. And I'm so very thankful. The Dowry of Dawn. I sing you to me, drummers who know what it means to make time rhyme. Run into blankets and beats and find lines of stomp dance songs. I sing you to me. I sing you to me, warriors and protectors who know this is not Eden. Even fight ghosts and shadows. Peace cost you your dreams. I sing you to me. I sing you to me. Men of medicine who know there is no sin. When sage and cedar, ginseng and wheel, heal, burns left by fire and brimstone. I sing you to me. I sing you to me, chief, who ponder on your bed, heads of states of gaming and mind. Find, when you call, creator answers. I sing you to me. I sing you to me, factors, men of the open hand, trading wisdom, wealth, and land. Sand wiped from the eyes, lies revealed and banished. I sing you to me. I sing you to me, long-fingered hunters who draw back the bow, know how to stop a heart with a prayer. There, with you is always plenty. I sing you to me. I sing you to me, men created from red earth and red clay, who know how to work and who know how to stay. I ask Creator to make a way for you to answer my song. Happy birthday, Dwayne Brayboy. I hope someone has thanked you for the wonderful work and generosity and hospitality and kindness and goodness and mercy that you show to everyone you know every day. Every day. But just in case they haven't, I say, my beau, and I thank you. I'm so grateful that Dwayne Brayboy has recently joined us at Whisper and Thunder magazine and is a contributing author. And I hope that you've had a chance to read his beautiful recent essay. But just in case, I want to share some of his own words and his own writing with you today, because I feel like it's so important for us to see how powerful his journey has certainly been. Tuscarora, Dwayne Brayboy. Dwayne Brayboy is a citizen of the Tuscarora Nation, North Carolina, and a member of their clan. He is a language enthusiast and encourages all native Turtle Islanders toward language reclamation and fluency in their birthright languages. He strongly believes that native language revitalization is at the center of native identity. As a Tuscarora language learner and teacher, he emphasizes the urgency of learning the language so that it may be taught to the next generation from birth. His eighth grandfather, John Brayboy, was the forebear of the family name. As a youth of approximately 13 when the Tuscarora began in North Carolina, John was given the name Brayboy for performing a meritorious act in battle against the Pope. John Brayboy was a resident of the Tuscarora Indian Woods Reservation in Birdie County, North Carolina, and his children migrated to present-day Robeson County, North Carolina, to establish a new intentional community for Tuscarora. A Tree Without Leaves. It was summer, 1981, and while visiting my Puerto Rican friend, I had heard his mother say to him, "Te amo." I expected to hear Spanish being spoken there, and he asked if I knew what that meant, and I did. Then he asked me how to say I love you in my people's language. I paused as a wave of embarrassment and shame hit me, because I didn't know, and I knew I should have. I was 11 years old and could say this in Spanish, French, and German, but not my own people's language. So when I went to my grandmother's home next, I told her this story, and I asked her the same question. I was sitting on the edge of her porch, and after a minute, I looked back to her for her answer and saw her wiping tears from her eyes. She was a strong woman. I could count the times I ever saw her cry, so I knew there was considerable pain attached to my question. She was crying because she didn't know how to say I love you in our Tuscarora language either. Growing up in the international communities that are military bases and their host cities, most of my childhood friends were immigrants. Mine and my family's closest friends were Vietnamese, Puerto Rican, and Mexican, in addition to a Pequot, Cherokee, and other Tuscaroras. My first job was cooking at a Japanese restaurant, my second at a Mexican restaurant, and my third was working for Germans. So in my formative years to early adulthood, I was surrounded by people who had unequivocal cultural identities that distinguished them from others. My own cultural identity was fractured as I was missing the most obvious cultural identifier, that is language. The sound is fading. There is a justified pressure to speak English as a first language in the U.S. If there is pressure for people on the other side of the earth to learn English to facilitate expanding their goals in life, the pressure here in the U.S. is validated, but it comes at a cost to natives, whose birthright languages are dying at unprecedented rates. Collectively, native languages have struggled to survive through an extended state of moribund, a point of death for many generations. Firstly, parents stop teaching their children the languages, then stop speaking it themselves. Then the grandparents who spoke the language made their journeys to the sky world, until finally there was nothing left to teach and nobody left to learn from. As long as natives could communicate in our own languages, native cultural and spiritual practices would continue, and as a result, so too would our claim to be independent nationhood and the lands held in common since time immemorial. Even before the settlers had a foothold on Turtle Island, they began kidnapping coastal Catawba children in present-day North Carolina to force them to adopt European religion, language, and customs. For this crime, the Catawba Cape Fear Indians raided the fledgling English settlement, killed as many as they could, and the survivors fled south in their ships. The early peddlers of organized religion used the native lands on the East Coast as a springboard to project themselves westward. We are not at fault for letting our languages die. It would be more accurate to say that they were stolen from us in the white fire of colonization, and it has been impossible to keep our language, our culture, intact, as we have lived through forced removals from our original homeland, genocide, qualified by the Geneva Convention definition of genocide, including slavery and eugenics programs, paper genocide, abject poverty, police brutality, missing and murdered indigenous women, intergenerational trauma, undereducation, illiteracy, employment discrimination, etc. In addition to the inevitable results of such atrocities as alcoholism, sexism, substance abuse, mental illness, suicide, physical illness, and shortened life expectancy, loss of culture, to include outlawing our spirituality and subsequent religious abuses, civil disenfranchisement, and loss of language, to include forbidding the use of our languages. It was the settlers' intention to destabilize Native American culture, to deliberately weaken us so that we were easier to defeat. The most powerful forces for greed and evil focused their worst intentions on us with predictable results. The erasure of natives by way of assimilation was a matter of U.S. policy. It would be unjust and unfair to the ancestors to attempt to soften the brutal reality of our past. Our survival alone is a testament to our resiliency, having lived through one of the most efficient genocides in known history. Damaged, but with a sense of dignity and humor that has come to define us as a race. Before moving on, I ask you to pause and consider what you just read. It was never a simple case of natives just stopped speaking their languages or that they were too lazy to preserve it. Think of how comfortably you speak English now and what it would take for you to never be able to speak it again after the day. These are Duane Brayboy's own words in his Tuscarora essay, The Whisper and Thunder magazine. You can read this essay, share this essay, use this educational resource for your classes, your homeschooling, your social media, your discussions. Whisper and Thunder, the word whisper, the letter N as in Nancy, and Thunder. WhisperInThunder.org, and you'll find this brilliant essay by Duane Brayboy. I am so glad that we can celebrate the birthday of this truly great Native man and thank the Creator for the wonderful things that he brings to all of our lives. More of our surprise birthday party for our beloved Duane Brayboy.
And you come and save her. Better believe they get on their knees and pray hard. They pray hard and never look back. Once the world forgave you.
Email from school. About the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Have you ever wished you could spend more time with your kids, or maybe quality time with your spouse, when you can actually have an uninterrupted conversation? Do you owe your dad a little catch-up time? Well, it's time to reconnect, and no activity can bond a family together quite like boating and fishing. I mean, think of all the great experiences you had as a kid when you went boating or fishing. Well, guess what? It's still great. Boating and fishing are the perfect opportunities for your family to get away, to talk, to laugh, to create new memories. So take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you. If you haven't been on the water in a while and you're not sure where to start, or if you just like to have some helpful tips for your next trip, please visit TakeMeFishing.org. This has been a public service of TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
COVID-19 is a killer, and it's killing black people at a higher rate. We make up 75% of COVID deaths in D.C., but we can change that. COVID-19 is passed through droplets and suspended particles in the air. That's why wearing a mask is critical. Face masks combined with physical distancing would help reopen the economy more safely and crush a second or third COVID wave. Wear a mask for your family, friends, and you.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are a bit exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Fact is, high blood pressure contributes to 200,000 American deaths each year, and a third of those who have high blood pressure don't know it. If they did, it'd be simple to treat. Call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit AmericanHeart.org on the web to learn more. Better still, ask your doctor to check your blood pressure.
If you run with those scissors,
it's the least you can do.
Hey, wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take, steps that go beyond just getting good grades. So if you're serious about college, visit knowhowtogo.org today. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Happy birthday, Dwayne Brayboy. Surprise! It's almost so, it's just so much fun. So much fun to think of special, wonderful gifts for special, wonderful people. And our gift to Dwayne Brayboy is our surprise party. And our fall season is in his honor this year. We're reading from Tuscarora, Dwayne Brayboy's amazing essay in Whisper and Thunder magazine. And I'm going to continue to read because I know some of you will have a chance to read it for yourself, but some of you might not. And I want to make sure that you hear these great words from this great man. And then we're going to celebrate. Tuscarora by Dwayne Brayboy. The Shame Game. My people migrated from the Tuscarora Indian Woods Reservation in Birdie County, North Carolina, and other places in the Tuscarora stronghold of northeastern North Carolina, to present-day Robeson County, North Carolina, bordering South Carolina. These were our old hunting grounds, and after decades of injustices, we began the move to this place that holds some of the least desirable land in the region. Swamps and Pocosins were poor substitutes for the rich farmlands we once had, but it was a safer place, or so we thought. It was not long before the settlers began following us and quickly established themselves as overlords in our new territory to enact white rule. They were never bold enough to attempt to infiltrate our communities, but close enough to establish anti-Indian laws in the precinct that became Robeson County. It was during this time that they would shame us for speaking our language, which they said we sounded like hoot owls and screech owls when we spoke. It is easy to see how a European immigrant would think that, considering that in Tuscarora, the two most common standalone prefixes are oo, which sounds like oo, and aw, compounded by the fact that the only links in sounds are vowel sounds. After migrating from Indian Woods Reservation, some of our people, settled at a place in our current territory, meaning Bear Creek. But as more settlers movement to the area, they extended their English name, Rockfish Creek, as they called it, to blanket our language. And then another Tuscarora place name was erased, although many Tuscaroras remembered it. In the natural procession of life, our identities are cemented at an early age, and our language is an integral component of our identity. Remembering my grandmother's tears of our lost language at 21, I set out to reclaim all the sacred that I could, to build on what we had left, because I did not want another generation of Tuscaroras growing up without the language that matches our blood. I was hopeful when Blair Rhodes published his Tuscarora Dictionary, and while a dictionary is not set up as a language course, it was still a great resource in our language revival. Thankfully, the language speakers within my community have been making some progress. Chris Lowry was one of them. He and I had mutual friends, and after our paths crossed, we began working together. Finally, there was a real sense of advancement, but there was an emotional undertow that I always tried to rise above, until finally it could no longer be ignored. The pang of shame I felt for having just embarked on actively learning my people's language in my 40s was crushing to me. The feeling that this was something I should have known my entire life was strong and very real. So then, the course of our language revival has been a humbling experience. Both sides, Denise. For the wedding to July of 2016, Chris and I traveled to the Tuscarora Reservation in New York. Oh, to attend the first annual Tuscarora Language Camp, sponsored by the Tuscarora Language Preservation Group. Despite what I had begun to learn, I arrived at Tuscarora, New York, as an absolute beginner in comparison to those from the res, but was humbled by the patience and good minds of the individuals in the language preservation group. Everyone else there had grown up with varying levels of exposure to the language, where I had none. The Tuscarora Reservation in New York is home to our relatives who migrated from the southern villages in North Carolina, and who we have remained in North Carolina from the northern villages. Those who arrived in New York in 1715, after the war with the colonists in North Carolina, they were surrounded by other Haudenosaunee people, which was at least an encouraging culture to sustain their language and customs. For those of us who remained in North Carolina, were left surrounded by enemies, both old and new, including the settlers' rush to form oppressive white power structures that kept natives under their power with pressure to assimilate. From our new home of Robeson County, our reconnaissance raids in South Carolina to bring home Tuscarora slaves made us enemies of South Carolina government. My Uncle George Lowry, in 1864, eulogized at the funerals of his three sons who were killed by the Confederate Home Guard, and spoke of when the white man came to our land, we treated them kindly, and they promised us that if we took up their ways, their language, that we would prosper. Now we get no justice, and that in a land where we were always free. A new hope. For years, I have heard Native friends from different nations speak of wishing to connect with their ancestors and despairing over the disconnect of time and destabilization of our cultures. I have told them that if they are interested in getting in touch with the ancestors, then learn their language, because their worldview is intimately woven into every aspect of it, and I would argue that this is the most effective way to see the world through their eyes. The substantive progress of the Tuscarora language revival has been considerable. The Tuscarora Language Preservation Group has proven what many never believed was possible, which is consistent with the Tuscarora spirit. Doubt us, and we will prove the opposite. More Tuscarora citizens are getting involved. Tuscarora musician Jennifer Kreisberg is performing and recording songs in the Tuscarora language. Weddings and other ceremonies are being officiated in Tuscarora, and the language learners are now having lengthy and complex conversations in the language. There is much to be proud and hopeful for. Currently, Ethnologue, which is an annual reference publication that provides statistics and other information on the living languages of the world, lists 245 indigenous languages in the United States, with 65 already extinct and 75 near extinction, with only a few elder speakers left. The last native-born Tuscarora speaker was Howard Hill, who made the journey in July of 2018. He was Onondaga Eel Clan, but from the Tuscarora Reservation. He selflessly dedicated much of his life to preserving the Tuscarora language. Despite the government's role in advocating the extinction of our languages, it is our responsibility, each and every one of us, to save them. No outsider will come to save our languages for us. This must be something we do on our own. If there ever were a time to invigorate or reinvigorate one's sense of duty to nation and honor to ancestors, that time is now. The selfless act of passing on knowledge to others nurtures a sacred bond of interconnectedness that is imperative to the personal development of the youth and also fosters a genuine sense of belonging with a community in the elder generation. We have never been independent of others, but interdependent for survival. I was never able to tell my grandmother, I love you, in our Tuscarora language. But maybe it's not too late for you to tell your family that you love them in your people's language. Tuscarora by Dwayne Brayboy. His brilliant and evocative essay that appears in Whisper and Thunder magazine. I humbly apologize for not being able to read the Tuscarora words and language in it. And I apologize for my reading of it, which can never quite do justice to his own. But Gagayu, in all the languages, and we are so thankful that it's your birthday! And we are celebrating your surprise birthday party today right here on this show. And so you know it's time to dance. That's right. It's time for the dance party. And so I will say to all of you, I'm Dr. Dawn Karima. I'll see you next time. And now we're going to close out this show by dancing. Happy birthday, Dwayne Brayboy.
and all. Could you please protect and please never neglect, forget that. Yes, sailing is my destiny, riding with the Lord, always my mission. All my natives all the way at the bottom, and you can't find a way back up. Gotta get up, move all the way up and die. Stay prayed up and prayed up some more. On a holy red road, singing our show, murder in the end. No more with the voices in the head of the Lord of my soul. Can I come home? Come sweet Lord, dear Lord, Lord, Lord. Oh Lord, with your love I can feel your heart in me. Oh yeah, when we really need to breathe in the air that you get it up. You are my protector, here in this world of danger. Now all my people come together from the days of old with the warning of elders. They were set to help us like angels direct us. Yeah, I know everybody ain't perfect, cause we still are. Still singing and living and knowing and never repenting. Everywhere in the city they live in, listening to what I pray within, pray within. From the mouth you eat and the love we breathe, in the cup we drink and the tongue we speak, and you see them die. So tell me why won't you come and breathe in? Savor, better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good, and it's so hard to do right, when you do wrong, when it turn right, but you turn all the way, lay, lay.
Edi mahi. Ya hegeda, che ya jido.
The desire of nations.
What matters most is the weight of the heart, the measure of fire, when Creator smiles. First and last, how we are made. What matters most is the coming of children, the baking of bread, day in, day out, how our lives are made. Can't you hear me singing? Desire of nations sounds like a power drum. Desire of nations sounds like stomped and shed. Matters at last is the joining of our hearts, glimpses of Eden that make us miss heaven, and how we finally come home again. Can't you hear me singing? Desire of nations sounds like power drawn. First and last, how we hear me? Can't you hear me singing? Desire of nations, sounds long, a powwow drum. Desire of nations, sounds like stomped and shared. Desire of nations, sounds like rain in the trees. Desire of nations, sounds like you.
Mado, everybody. Mado.
Yeah. Night Shield. Honey Dawn. Cloud Walker. I'm a native worldwide. See, we gotta stay strong. Keep your heads held high. Heartbeats to the song. And I feel your pain. It ain't worth the main. Just live your life, don't let it live you. Listen to your heart, cause it speaks the truth. Follow my lead, you can't break me down. Strong, red, and proud. Strong, red, and proud. Rest in peace to my brothers and sisters. Dakota, Maine, we sure gon' miss ya. Lost a friend, but we gained an angel. Maybe that's why he had to take you. There for us in our time of need. Honor thy people, now please believe.
Lord, can you come and save her? Let her believe it, get on her knees and pray her, then pray her.
You got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.